Welcome to Vantage Tools. This is Kate.
And I'm Mark.
Today's cast, Manager Tools Feedback Model Updated, part 3 of 3.
The questions this cast answers are, how can I deliver performance communications to my team? What should I say when giving feedback? Is there a proven way to give negative feedback politely and professionally?
If you want answers to these questions and more, keep listening.
Are you getting ready to assume an executive role in your organization and are a little bit tentative about expectations, your daily mindset, and the different behaviors you're going to want to consider? Well, whether you're a new executive or not, our founder, Mark Horstman, can expand your expertise. We have a solid 5-month executive coaching program to help you move the dial. All coaching engagements are prefaced with a discovery call so that you and Mark can determine how we can help. For more information, contact Maggie by emailing customerservice@manager-tools.com for more information.
Step 2 is about describing behavior. We've discussed, we know what behavior is now. It always begins with the most important phrase of the model, when you. When you. When I am teaching this model to people, it's the thing I most often have to correct. By starting the sentence this way, you will encourage yourself and them to focus on their behavior. I also find it helps to limit the manager telling the story it to give the details. And frankly, when you do that, a lot of time it recalls to your direct's mind the past. And since we're not focused on the past, and by the way, if you do focus on the past, they can more heavily validate why they did what they did and why in those circumstances it was appropriate. Since we're not focused on the past, it's not useful towards our discussion. So you start the sentence this way, and there's some examples.
Let me just interrupt real quick. You said you want to tell a story. What she's talking about, folks, is saying something like, hey, can you give some feedback? Yeah. In the meeting earlier today, you remember that time where the internal customer was saying this, and then there was the discussion about that and so on. There are numerous feedback models out there in the world that aren't tested at all compared to ours. We have hundreds of thousands of managers that have tested these models and have compared managers using our model versus managers not using the model versus using a different model against their results and retention over time, because that's the ultimate measure of whether or not something's effective. And they want to set a mood. They want to get the person back into the moment so they can recall it. And Kate's right. What it does is it puts them in the past. Mm-hmm. And she's right. It causes them to think about the reasons why they did the thing they did. And it makes them defensive. In fact, when we ask managers about how directs respond, the more you talk about the scenario, the more you talk about the scene and setting the scene, the more pushback you get in the form of, well, the reason I did that was this, a why. And the why of ineffective behavior is actually a roadblock to effective future behavior. It is, because they'll come up with reasons, as we said earlier, for why they did it, and that reinforces that what they did at the time seemed reasonable to them.
It also, I think, limits their ability to project the behavior onto the future that you want them to do.
Exactly. They're living in the past.
Yeah, and they can't imagine what it will look like next time, and that's what I want them looking at, because that's what I am looking at. So, examples of step 2. When you're late 4 times this week, when you stay an extra hour to find the cause, when you respond politely when the customer is insulting, when you make that extra phone call to keep the customer informed, when you promise it to me yesterday and don't deliver it on time.
Yeah.
These are all useful behavioral step 2s.
If you're thinking about delivering the model, please remember what Kate and I have said. Now, a couple of times, the most important words in the model are when you. If you'll ask and they say yes, and then say when you, I like to tell people it's a bit like being on a slide or a sliding board going into a pool. There's a point where on that slide where the top is fairly flat and then you tip over and then you know you're going down the slide into the pool. When you say when you, it immediately goes to the next thing, which is behavior. What behavior did they actually do? And that's what they're looking for. If I were to say to Kate, hey, can you give some feedback? She were to say yes. And I say, hey, let's go back and talk about the meeting. You know, there was that time where this happened. The entire time I'm describing the meeting, she's thinking, what did I do? What did I do? What did I do? Because there's a little bit of tension about maybe it's negative.
Mm-hmm.
What we discovered, our first couple of models included situation or scene. We actually called it scene building. And it didn't work because in many cases, it caused managers, in the event of negative feedback, to take 2 or 3 minutes to build the scene. And direct started to realize scene building, the longer the scene building is, the more likely it's going to be negative. So now they're really, what did I do? I don't know where he's going. He stops hearing. She stops hearing the scene building. And all they're thinking is, what did I do? So we learned, it took us a while, it took us over 18 months to discover that you have to just tell them what they did. And the shortest construct we found for that was when you.
I want to get to step three. I also want to mention, so much of what people share with me they're concerned about when they're thinking about feedback is their directs behaving defensively, which is to say, pushing back, making an excuse, denying that that thing happened. And I found that scene setting causes more defensive behaviors because they have a reason. They can tell, they can paint the whole picture for that. It's very hard to be defensive of future behavior because it hasn't happened. There's the circumstances aren't clear. Why you would do that thing isn't obvious. If you describe the past, they're going to tell you why they did what they did. And that why isn't as useful in the future as the behavior. Right? Because the behavior applies in many, many more circumstances than the why may.
Good. Okay. Step three.
All right. Describe the impact. So much of what I love about this is because it's cause and effect, right? In this step, we describe the impact that the direct's behavior had. It completes the pairing of cause, their behavior, and effect, the outcome. It's steps two and three combining together, showing cause and effect. Action and reaction, stimulus and response, input and output. You put your hand on the stove, you get burned.
Yeah.
And it doesn't have to be big, right? It doesn't have to be something big or important.
You don't wait. Yeah. When you're late to a meeting, it slows up the meeting. When you're late with a deliverable, I have to come find you, which takes away from me getting my work done, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It doesn't have to be that they want a big contract or finish a project. In fact, if it's really too big, the amount of things they did to create a too big thing, good or bad, are going to be fairly significant, and it's going to be a longer conversation. You don't want that. And because our guidance is give more frequent feedback, if you only waited for those kinds of bigger occasions, you'd hardly give any feedback. And again, learning opportunities would be lost. I mean, how many people today say we want to be a learning organization? We want to learn from the stuff we do. Interestingly, I've been reading a lot of books about learning lately, particularly for some of our exec tools, Cass. And one of the things that psychologists are discovering is you can learn from both positive and negative. Too many inexperienced people think you only learn from negative, but in fact, you can learn from positive as well. It's a tougher skill to learn, but you can learn from it. And you can learn how something positive may have turned out good despite some of the things you did. And since we're humans and we all make mistakes virtually every day, some of those things, we don't want to learn that that was a good thing. And we want to learn how to separate that so we can actually learn from positive outcomes.
Another thing that I hear a lot about is teachable moments. And I find that that idea is used to validate what people want to do and has no real defined specificity.
Yes. They say teachable moment, and they think that that means it's a teachable moment, so I'm going to go teach them. And in fact, feedback is really not about teaching. It's about encouraging effective future behavior and letting the direct with their own agency figure it out for themselves.
Yeah. And what I would suggest is actually that kind of, for me, feels like what people mean when they use those words. Because the idea is, I'm just sharing this information with you. And I believe knowing to a certain extent, you know, some time relatively quickly after whatever happened, I can think about the implications of it, right? And so if something happened and I hear something pretty quickly after it about that, that does seem like an instance where I'm learning. Now, maybe it's not good to say teachable moment, because that gets, it's convoluted, right? Given the way people have used it. I do think I am, though, in a position to learn if I'm given the opportunity. Again, if I'm given the information, I'm just presented with a little bit of information that is valuable to me. And then I can maybe learn because of the circumstances I'm in. That happens less if the feedback or the input or the guidance is given less frequently. Because frankly, I don't remember what happened and I don't remember doing it. And it's all lumped together. Then people try to use pretty words, which not helpful. Right. So since the guidance is that you give frequent feedback, if you only waited for those bigger occasions, you'd never give any feedback at all. Or again, it wouldn't be an opportunity where the person understands what you're saying. It's all lumped together. And so many things have happened in that time frame that the small things that you can actually change are lost in the ocean that you've created or the lake or whatever. When in fact, it could just be like a rainstorm or that seems like a little bit too grand of an example. But what we want to do is look for small behaviors and impacts that happen every day.
Yeah.
It'll be easier to give feedback on them. And then those small changes get to add up over time.
Yeah. So we begin step three and we start with step one. Can I give you some feedback? Can I share something with you? Can I make an observation? Can I have a word? Whatever. Step two is and then you describe their behavior, when you're ahead of schedule, when you make an extra phone call, when you are polite, when someone insults you and so on. Those are when you moments in step two. And then step three, we start with, here's what happens. Now, you don't always have to say, here's what happens, but it's a phrase that connects, as Kate was saying earlier, cause and effect, stimulus response, input and output, behavior and result. And if you say, here's what happens, it'll help you remember the model that I just told them what they did, and now I'm going to tell them the impact of what they did. And again, once you're confident, you can leave out those words. So, Kate, you want to give us some examples?
Absolutely. Here's what happens. The customer calls to thank me. Here's what happens. I notice your extra effort. Sometimes the contract, here's what happens. If it fades away a little bit, if you've been using the model for a long time, it might end up sounding something a little more like these. I appreciate it. And the team's job is much easier. Our case for the new hire is that much stronger. The project stays green and we dodge a political bullet.
And by the way, you don't need a short behavior followed by a massive pile of good things. You don't need to try to make it big positively or big negatively. If someone is late to a meeting, here's one of my very favorite of all times. Hey, can I give you some feedback? Sure. When you're late, I worry about you. Now, you'll notice, by the way, in step two, we only talk about behavior. But in step three, we can talk about anything that is an impact of the behavior. You know, I can say, when you raise your voice in a meeting, it upsets other people. Now, other people being upset, that's not behavior. But you don't have to restrict yourself to behavior in step three. If I'm in the meeting and Kate says something really smart and several people get sort of, you know, you see them smile and give thumbs up, I can say, hey, Kate, can you give some feedback? She says, yes. And I say, when you shared that idea that was new and different, everybody responded positively. I don't have to describe their behaviors. I can simply describe my experiencing of their behaviors because that's a reality for me, what I saw as an outcome. So behaviors in step two and outcomes in step three.
And then behaviors again.
Yeah, exactly. Step four,
future behavior. Future behavior.
Right. This is the easiest step, I think.
Yeah. I think that's true, especially because 90% of the time it's going to be thanks or I appreciate it. Please keep it up, something like that. Because in the final step, we either say thank you, or for behavior we want to encourage more of, or we ask for a change in the future.
Yeah, that's all. Yeah. With positive feedback, affirming feedback, the direct now has specific understanding of the behavior that is effective or that we're looking for and the impact it has. This is the power, one of the many powers of using this model over giving great job type of praise, if you will. If Kate does something great and I just say great job, she doesn't know the specific behaviors that I'm seeing that cause it to be great. Now, we're not saying you shouldn't give praise, guys. It's okay to give praise. In fact, we have a podcast called Yes, Please Praise. But praise isn't very effective at ensuring future behavior. It makes people feel good. There's no question. And you can also give general praise to an entire team. Hey, great job in the meeting today. But If I tell Kate about her presentation, can I give some feedback? And I say, when you gave that presentation yesterday, it was great. She doesn't know what was specific about it because I didn't say what behavior she engaged in that I wanted to do more
of. And there were 150.
Yeah, exactly. All kinds of things, the prep and the delivery and the words you use and all kinds of stuff. So avoid substituting praise for positive feedback and try to give as much positive feedback. If you're thinking about giving praise to somebody, turn it into positive feedback. Think for a moment. You have a few hours. You can wait a day or two or three. The general rule is don't wait longer than a week to give feedback. And for the record, you don't have to give feedback immediately, because if Kate and I are in a meeting with four other people, I can't give her feedback immediately because we give feedback for the private use of one person. You don't have to be in private. You don't have to go into an office and close the door. I can give feedback to Kate walking down the hallway. I can give it kneeling next to her at her cubicle if I lower my voice so other people don't overhear. But if I give something very, very brief, hey, when you do that, it's very effective. That encourages the future behavior we want. If we just say, hey, nice job, she doesn't know what it is and she can't repeat it.
October 9th and 10th, M Conference is coming to Dallas. M Conference is the executive level event that we host for those of you who are at that level or maybe just hoping to reach it. You can come to M Conference and learn from others how they made it to that level. What made the difference? How did they do it? Find out what it takes to be great. Sign up at manager-tools.com/training. So we also, when we talk about positive, we call it sometimes affirming feedback, which is great. So we're affirming the behavior.
Right.
Conversely, with negative, we sometimes call it adjusting feedback. And in this model, when we ask for permission and then deliver adjusting feedback, step four includes us asking the direct to behave differently. When you start using the model, you should use the easiest question, which is, can you do that differently? Simple. Yeah. All it requires from the direct is an affirmative answer. Just, yep, can try, can shift, can do it differently. Once you and your directs are comfortable with the model, you can also use the words, what can you do differently? Which the reason we suggest waiting is because it is a more difficult question. It requires the direct to come up with an answer right away, an alternative. It requires them maybe to be creative. They may not be feeling creative because they may be feeling defensive. They may not be able to come up with something. And then they feel, oh, I did something wrong and I wasn't able to solve it right then and there. And so it can be something that you might start with top performers to use. Just bear in mind that it is a more difficult question. What we're really hoping for here with adjusting feedback is that we get from our directs an answer that lets us know that they're going to try something else, that they're going to shift a little bit. It doesn't have to be perfect. We don't need them to be the best ever after this conversation.
Right.
Rather, we'd like them to just adjust a little bit, try something different, try not to do that. And this affirming answer is important because in some cases, these behaviors are difficult to change. People struggle or they just don't change them. They're not paying attention for whatever reason. So you might see continuations sometimes where you give negative feedback, you give adjusting feedback, and those adjustments don't necessarily get you to a positive place. And then we have to use another model, which we cover in our podcast, Systemic Feedback.
Right. But to be fair, there are a lot of managers who think if they made one mistake, they must be perfect. They must be exactly right the next time. And folks, that is not an effective model because there are all kinds of things. If you're listening to this, I know in your life, you know there are some things that you want to do better in your life and you've tried different things and they haven't worked and you haven't been shamed. You haven't been stoned. You haven't been fired. So just because somebody made a mistake doesn't mean they have to do it perfectly next time. Mm-hmm. If you're thinking you're going to give one bit of feedback and then when they're late, let's say somebody's late to a meeting and then you give them negative feedback and they're late again, and now you think you should punish, that's wrong. In fact, Kate mentioned systemic feedback. We recommend you give the same types of feedback, same type of feedback about the same type of behavior, let's say lateness, 7 times before you have a slightly different conversation because humanity is prone to errors and it's okay to make mistakes. If it's not okay to make mistakes, we're all out of a job.
Yeah.
And the world comes crashing to a halt and we're all living in abject poverty. So, Kate, you want to do some examples?
Absolutely. for positive and negative. We're just going to do both. I'm going to do both.
Yeah, let's do this. Well, let's switch off. We've got a list of six of them here. We've got a couple of positives and then some negatives. And rather than just reading step four, let's do all of them. So let's each, even though the show notes just have step four, let's make up a scenario for each of them. You think we can do that? And I'll deliver the first one to you, then you deliver one to me, then I'll deliver back and forth. How does that sound?
And you want to do six?
Yeah, we're going to do six.
Okay.
I mean, if they're still with us, they've been listening for three or four podcasts, so we might as well put it all together.
Okay. Go for it.
Okay, so I'm going to give Kate's my direct in this scenario, then we'll flip-flop and I'll be her direct, and I'm going to give her positive feedback. Hey, Kate, can I give some feedback?
Yeah.
When you come in early, help me set up the meeting room for the meeting. It saves me a bunch of time. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Sure.
All right. I'm going to give Mark my direct positive feedback. Hey, Mark, can I give you some feedback?
Sure, boss.
When you tell me when your work is done, and it's also ahead of schedule, here's what happens. I feel like we're on track and I don't have to come find you. That's great. Thank you.
Thank you, boss. Okay, good. All right. Back to me. I'm the boss. Now we're getting to negative feedback. Hey, Kate, can you give some feedback?
Sure.
When you're late to the meeting and you're first in the agenda, we have to rearrange agenda when you're not there. Could you change that for me?
Sure.
Yeah. Easy. Good. Thanks.
Mark, can I give you some feedback?
Sure, boss.
When you don't take notes in the meeting, I worry you won't be able to answer your direct questions about the budget cuts. Can you change that?
You're right, boss. Thanks. I will.
Good.
So now let's assume I've been giving feedback for a while to Kate, and so we can move past just, can you change that? Hey, Kate, can you give some feedback?
Yeah.
When you cross your arms and roll your eyes in a meeting with the internal customer, I don't think they like that very much. What could you have done differently?
I could have refrained from crossing my arms and rolling my eyes.
Sure, that's one thing. Yeah, okay, good. Let's work on that.
Hey, Mark, can I give you some feedback?
Sure, boss.
When you miss a meeting with another project lead, here's what happens. We don't get to give input into the decisions that are made in the meeting. How could that be better?
Well, first, I'll try not to miss meetings in the future, but I'll also send her a note and tell her I'm sorry and recommit to being on time. Thanks, boss.
Thank you.
And I'll tell you something else, folks. Hopefully you noticed, every single time Kate asked three times, can I give you some feedback? I said the same thing every time. Sure, boss. Okay. Hopefully it sounded eager. I was excited. So just a suggestion for you. If you want your directs to sound that eager and excited, when your boss comes to you and says, can I give you some feedback? Say, sure, boss. Or of course. Yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. Karma is real. Mm-hmm. And you might as well model the behavior you expect from your directs. If you say to your boss when she says, hey, can I get some feedback? Well, what is it? You can't complain when your directs do that same thing to you. So let's use karma for a positive force on that one.
Mm-hmm. You've heard it now a couple of times. When we put all four steps together, like we just did, it's incredibly fast.
Yeah. How long did those take?
We did six of them in, I think, 2 minutes and 12 seconds, something like that.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
Yeah, so it's like, it's pretty fast. And when you get better at it, because when you first start, it might take 30 seconds, a piece of feedback. When you get better at it, it'll take as few as 10 seconds. Once you're comfortable and your directs have heard it, it's that simple. There are hundreds of thousands of managers in the world today using this easy, simple technique to give massively more feedback and do so in a respectful way with their directs.
Yeah. In a positive tone, because you care, because you're an effective, empathetic, ethical, caring manager. All right, Kate, this is the update. Do you want to give the summary?
Yeah. Y'all, as managers, we have a professional obligation to give our team members performance communication. It's not enough to give them annual reviews. Feedback should be frequent. It must be frequent and specific. It should be actionable. The very best performers in every human endeavor rely on massive amounts of feedback given to them over and over, constantly. And it's not hard. You can give feedback, positive or negative, in 10 and 15 seconds, frequently, often, more. And the Manager Tools feedback model makes it specific, actionable by being behavioral. Remember, all feedback is about encouraging effective future behavior.
All right. Thanks, Kate.
Thanks, Mark. That's all on this topic, y'all. We'll be back next week with a new topic. Bye, y'all.